Welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio and the Big E Sports Show on this Friday night as we are in hour number two. We love hearing from you. Join us at Twitter at eRadio Sports and, of course, on our podcast page, yahoosportsradio.com/podcast. Well, right now it is time to go around the horn. We're going to talk some MLB. We have had, so far, a big, big baseball show, and one of the very best in the business right here is at Yahoo Sports Radio, and that is our producer, Andy Pondillo. How are you, Andy?
I'm doing well. It's heating up. About that. The half point of the season, so things are going to start getting a lot of fun.
I was going to say, Andy, it has really flown by. It is hard to believe that we are quickly approaching the midpoint of the Major League Baseball season.
I know, this season flies. People talk about being long, 162 games, but once it really gets cooking, once the heat gets out there, when the summer months, this is when you start to figure out what teams are about, because a lot of teams get off to hot starts, a lot of teams get off to slow starts, but it's the teams that once your pitchers start logging over 150 innings, starts getting really in-depth into August, you find out who they are, who's going to collapse, and who's going to surprise you at the end of the year.
Well, let's talk about the Houston Astros. Obviously, they're right here in our backyard, and at times they have teased us just a bit. They've been hot, and then they kind of dip down. Where do you see them trending at this point?
Well, I still think they're playing very well. They've lost some games here recently. They've cooled off, but you're looking at a month stretch where they didn't lose a series for a month, and that's extremely hard to do in baseball. There's winning streaks, and then there's winning over a duration of time. If you're able to win two out of three every single series, split the four-game series on the road, do what you need to do, you're going to find yourself winning a lot of ball games by the logic of math. So Astros have done a great job. They have a very banged-up bullpen, and they've kind of had to piece it together. We've seen Matt Albers on the DL, Jesse Crane's been on the DL all year, Anthony Bass on the DL. So they've had to go and pick up guys like Kyle Farnsworth, they've had to pick up Tony Sipp, and they've had to try and just get by with the bullpen. I think the recent losses you see with the Astros are a culprit of that, that you can only get lucky for so long when you're piecing together a bullpen at the major league level.
Okay, so when we evaluate the Astros, I was thinking back to our conversation, you know, the month of April and even May, they really have exceeded your expectations. Did you see that they would be where they are at this point in the season?
I didn't think they would hit like they have this year. They've hit extremely well, and I think the starting pitching has done very well. And you look at this team, you look at the record, 9-10 games under 500, obviously not going to rock anyone's socks off. But what they have done since April is they've been a very strong team. You got to divide the teams you're looking at here. You're looking at Post, George Springer, John Singleton. The pitching's been rounded out. April was an absolutely horrible month, and when you go as many games under 500 as they did in 1 month, it's going to take a long time to come back from that, unless you're the type of team that can reel off 7-8 wins in a row regularly. And the Astros aren't that team. What they are is a team that's been able to win the majority of their series lately. So I think by the law of averages, by how strong their starting pitching has been, they're the type of team that could push 75 to 83 wins this year. And for Houston, that's a huge improvement from winning in the 50s last year. So I think they're on the right path. The losses are more indicative of the bullpen lately than they are as the whole team.
Okay, we are talking about the Houston Astros right now with Andy Pondillo at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Andy, you rattled off a couple of names, George Springer, John Singleton. One of the things I want us to delve into is how these guys have really infused this team with energy. They're bringing it, aren't they?
George Springer is a guy that's gotten national looks
he
now.
He certainly has.
You haven't seen the Astros talk to the national level in a very long time, but George Springer did just that. Seven home runs in a 7-day span. We've seen the highlight reels, the catches he's made out there, the home runs he's hit, and more importantly, he's shown that he can be a leader, because it's not always the home runs he hit in baseball. I don't know how many guys I see hitting home runs when they're down 14-2 or up by 10 runs when it's just mop-up pitchers out there and they're able to pad their stats. George Springer is able to hit home runs late in games when they're down by a run or two. He's able to put the team ahead, and he's the type of guy that can take over an entire game with just a couple at bats. So a guy that really benefits also from a good top of the order, Dexter Fowler, Jose Altuve, the MLB hit leader. So batting behind those guys has helped him a lot, and I think that he's a young leader already. I don't know if he's the vocal leader yet at 24 years old. That's kind of hard to do, but he's leading on the field for that offense, and everything that happens with the Astros is going to go through him, and that's a really good thing to see out of a 24-year-old kid.
Andy, I am so glad you bring up even Jose Altuve. I mean, we were talking earlier. We referenced him as the little man. He certainly has been, as you were just mentioning, leading the AL in hits and steals, but I don't think anybody saw this coming.
Nobody saw that. less coming, because he's been a good hitter at times, but he also has very poor plate discipline at times going back a few years. He chases a lot of pitches, gets himself out basically by, you know, just going out of the zone, hitting a high pitch, beating it on the ground, popping it up. So this season, the big difference I've seen of Altuve is, first, he's had Dexter Fowler around him, and Dexter Fowler, an on-base machine that the Astros acquired from the Rockies, now batting leadoff. He could bat 270 this year and have an on-base of 390, which is extremely good in terms of the sabermetrics, guys. So to have Altuve batting behind him, a good product of having somebody on base, I think he's seen more pitches to hit, and I think more importantly than all of it is he's been more selective this season, not necessarily drawing a ton of walks, but he's been able to work himself in hitters' counts. He's been able to either look fastball on the first pitch. If he doesn't get the fastball, he knows to take it, not to roll over on a secondary pitch, be accepting of that first strike, and look for something to hit. He's the type of guy that could be down in the count, up in the count, and he's able to do something with the ball, whether it's driving it in the hole and getting a double, or whether it's taking the pitch the other way, taking what he's given, and getting a single. I think he's just more aware at the plate, and he knows what he wants to do when he goes up there. I think it's beautiful to see a guy that could have 200 hits this season batting the two hole. Extremely valuable once you start bringing these young guys in the fold. It takes pressure off other hitters in the lineup.
We always love talking some MLB with our very own Andy Pondillo right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. And we like to pause because Andy's got some great stuff online. We want to encourage you to go out and check out his podcast.
And that's my Astros podcast, Blasting Off on ComingTowsHill.com. We talk about a lot of this, some MLB around the league, and just a little bit of everything with the Astros.
Okay, so obviously a lot of interest with the Astros. I just want to ask you just quickly, Andy, when you step back and look at the moves that the front office has made and the guys and the players that they're bringing in, it seems like they have a lot more depth. Do you like the direction that they're headed?
I love the direction they're headed right now. Actually, they just came out with a piece. I'm not sure who wrote it, but I was reading something online while just going through Twitter, and you can read a lot of things on Twitter that aren't true. This one was kind of interesting, is that Jeff Luhnow, the GM at the Astros, saying there's so many prospects infused into this organization that they will be forced to trade some of their prized prospects because they just won't have any room for them soon. The 40-man roster can only hold so many people, and once they all start to get to that level to where they're major league ready, or at least 40-man roster ready, they're going to have to make some, you know, savvy moves here to figure out what they're going to do with all of them. And prospects are just as good as trade pieces as they are on the field, because those are the types of guys that are going to land you the big superstars to be a centerpiece of your team once you turn that corner to try and be a true contender. I think you see the Astros, whether it's this offseason or next season, become buyers in a trade market.
Okay, we've been talking to Andy Pondillo at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, breaking it all down. We're going to step aside for a quick commercial break. We're so glad you're along with us on hour two of the Big E Sports Show, and we will be right back with Andy Pondillo.